Hi guys, this is Kami
Hello, lovelies. Welcome to another episode on Debola's Lounge. In my lounge with me today, I have Kamal Bakare, popularly known as Kami. He is an influencer and content creator. Welcome to my lounge.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so how are you doing?
Very well, thank you. What about you?
I'm okay. Now you're the second person asking me, coming on my podcast and asking me what well, about me. Every other person, when I say how are you doing, they're just like, I'm fine, and we move on.
As I
So
should.
how has your week been? What have you been up to?
Well, my week have been amazing. I've been fun as usual, as I should, and just
Right,
there.
right. I want you to introduce yourself properly, like tell us who you are, what it is you do.
Okay. So as I said earlier, my name is Kami Bakare and I am model, brand ambassador and an influencer.
Okay.
Well, content creator, as you all call it.
What are you currently working on as an influencer brand ambassador?
Okay, I am actually currently working on this particular brand, Shortcake Beauty Stores. It's actually a skincare brand,
Okay.
and well, when I go home this December, so we are going to make it officially, like I'm going to sign and blah blah blah. Cause
As the brand ambassador.
exactly. So because of this school, I was not able to sign, which the other influencers she's using for her brand already.
Yeah.
They've done that, but they're actually waiting for me. So after signing, we're going to have a proper shoot. And that
Okay.
aside, I'm actually working on this clothing brand too on Instagram, House of Belisa. Like she's actually into unisex outfits, and she said I should
Yeah.
come for a proper shoot. So
Okay, so that's where your modeling kicks
started,
in.
yeah.
Okay. How did you initially start growing your following? Like, you have quite a reasonable number of people following you. How did you
Yeah.
grow?
So I started Instagram. I started using Instagram since I was GSS3, yes, if I'm not mistaken, since GSS3. So almost all the big influencers today are literally almost, well, if I'm not mistaken, like almost are literally my friends. So
Okay.
when we go out like that, some post me on their story, tagging
Tag.
me. So their followers will actually, like, they will
Like, who is
obviously
this
follow,
person?
you
And
get
yeah.
exactly. So follow me from there. And like my content, that's how I started growing my
Green. Okay, that
page.
makes sense. Apart from Instagram, what other platform do you have audience on?
Snapchat.
Snapchat. Okay, so how do you come up with content? Like, I know I've seen a couple of videos you make for the skincare brand deal. How do you come up with the content?
Well, it's just me being myself, like being unique, because obviously I feel this skincare brand is like, will I say competition? Yeah. Will I say competition? Because obviously I am not the only influencer she have.
Yeah.
So she keeps saying this word that, Cami, you have to stand out. And she says she
Yes.
keep telling different people that, like, are other influencers, like, so it's a win-win. Like the amount she's paying me is different from the amount she's paying them. It
Yeah.
depends on how
Much
active you
audience and
are.
how much following you are. Yeah,
Yes,
exactly.
exactly. So that's just me being myself and standing out. So
Okay, that makes sense. Who has influenced you or grew the most? You mentioned that you have quite a number of influencer friends.
yes.
Amongst them, who has influenced your growth the most?
I would say Priscilla Ojo,
Okay.
cause will I say, yeah, Priscilla Ojo and Eniola.
Okay.
But then Priscilla Ojo has inspired me a lot, cause obviously behind the camera, you guys don't know what was going on behind the camera. Cause
Definitely.
when me and Priscilla, when we started talking and all of that behind the camera, she tells me a lot. You know, I didn't mean I'm a lady now. She will
Yeah.
have pushed me further. Do you understand? She will
Yes,
have
it would have
pushed
been
me, like,
easier
she will
for her
have,
to promote you
do you
more and
get, you know, bloggers and everything. So she can, like, they can just come up with any stupid story like Priscilla Ojo, blah 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 blah, and she does not want that. So
yes.
behind the camera, or anytime we see at parties, or anytime I went to say hi to her, so she keep telling me that I should not worry, blah 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 blah. Everything's just going to, like, come on. And if I need her support one way or the other, I should always call her.
Yeah, that
So that's
makes
just
sense.
it.
Okay. So, how do you deal with negative, nasty comments that you get?
Oh, honestly, for my kind of person, I'm a girly guy. My kind of person,
Do you get bullied for being a girly guy?
I used to be.
Used to.
Yeah, I used to. SS3, SS1, kind of. But now, but I don't know. They're actually helping me in a kind of way, because obviously they won't be the first person saying this thing, and they will also
Yeah,
be the last person saying this thing.
definitely.
So, oh man, I just don't mean.
Yeah,
It's it's just me. I just do me, honestly, because I feel, Omo, at the end of the day, you all will be fine. And yeah. I'll say this word, if I'm not mistaken, I feel you're a fan and you're obsessed. Because obviously, bro, why are you following me if you know you're going to comment one way or the other? Bro, you're following me. I went to your page. It's saying follow back. So, bro, you're obsessed. So... If you don't
love
like
the
me,
energy. Exactly. Love it.
If you don't like me, bro, just unfollow.
Why keep up what I'm doing and then come? Yeah, exactly. I feel you. They are fans. Anyways, what brand would you most want to work with?
Actually, I won't lie. Coke, Fashion Nova, lots.
Why do you want to work with Coca-Cola?
I don't know. Coca-Cola is an like international. So yes. Yeah, so
even Fashion Nova is international.
So you can't tell me nobody knows Coca-Cola. You can't tell me
so
that.
Imagine working with that kind of brand.
The money is huge, man.
And what influencer or content creator would you want to collaborate with to work on a project or something?
Obviously, my baby, Prissy.
Can you see yourself, like, do you see yourself owning a brand or running any kind of, like, business or something?
That, not yet, because I really have a lot on my table.
Right.
Because aside this content creator thing and all of that, school.
Yeah.
Do you get? And it's another thing for you to create or come up with a content. It's another thing for you to edit. God. Mama, man, I can't like balance the two, school, my own business, and also influencing for other brands. So it's
like
gonna
it's
be
a lot.
Now
that we're recording this podcast, the way you said it's a lot to edit. I'm thinking about I'm going to edit this episode and every other episode. Anyways, for some reason now everybody's going into the influencing marketing. Everybody wants to be a content creator, even the person with smallest or no idea at all. What do you think is misunderstood about the influencer?
I don't know. I feel me. I don't know. But
the way you said me, like, you don't want to like say that, like, you're trying to be like anybody can go into.
Do you get? But then I feel if you're creative enough, like, you're one, you're creative, so you are ready, like, mentally. You are ready for the bully, insults, negative comments, and all of that.
The time that you even have brands to work with and people think that there's something you're working on.
Exactly.
Has that ever happened?
Like what?
Like, I mean, you don't have anything going on with you as an influencer. You don't have any brand you're working with. You literally don't have, And then people assume that, Kami is up to something now.
Do you get? Like, it happens a whole lot. It happens, like, there's some people whereby they're actually anticipating for your, like, for your next post.
Yes,
do you understand?
Like, what's going on?
I get that question a lot. Like, Kami, what's going on? My, like, I don't know you. I'm not even, like, because I used to, you should know now, I dance.
Mm-hmm.
So there was one time like that I was always posting back to back, like my dance video and all of those. So like some people are actually anticipating, like, Kami, what's up? And all of that. I just feel growth, man. Like, oh, please.
We must grow that one. We don't do dance again.
I'd be like, oh, please. I don't know. I don't know that dance. And I don't think I can keep up to that. So there's some people like, Kami, what's up? Blah, 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 blah. I don't know. Man,
and something about me watching dance videos, there's a particular dance. I don't know. For some reason, I don't fuck with her dancing.
Yeah.
She's too energetic. And at the end, like, I'm not really seeing the steps she's giving.
Do you get? And she does not make it easier for people who are...
Exactly. Like, I understand that you're dancing.
I'm a dancer. So I understand where you're coming from. Like,
you
are a dancer. Smile. Make it look easy. Make it look
like
easy.
What is, like, you're too... Your gra-gra is too much in every fucking song. Yeah. Like, the vibe in every song. The energy is high in everything.
There are three.
Yeah, there are three.
Informa, Ella,
Ella. I think
love
that Ella.
Ella.
Yeah, the way she danced, I still.
She's always smiling, making it look easy. And when I'm trying to like learn the step, I'm like, oh, it's not easy. But she's trying to make it easy for we are viewers or followers.
Anyways, moving on. What are your December plans? Before you go, you have to tell us. Because I know you're going to be up to something.
Oh my God. Honestly, you all are not ready. Should I use that word? But you are not ready yet. Because obviously, that's my job. Like, I have to be outside no matter what. And I said it earlier that I have lots that I want to go. I want to, like, I have a lot to do. Me, Friday like this, she said I should come to our spa, I should come to our studio. I'm having a spa section, making content. Then I'm going to use the opportunity to sign. From that Saturday, Sunday, obviously, you rest now. Sunday is a resting day. Oh, well, man.
Not every time.
Monday, another business back to back, the House of Belize, the clothing line, asked me to come to our store for a profile shoot, blah, blah, blah. So Tuesday, Wednesday, making my own content, my own this thing. Because aside this brand, this thing.
Professional shoot, you have to create the content as well. Yeah, but like, what concerts would you be attending?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm going for a Shakespeare concert.
I wish.
Were you a fan?
I won't lie. Obviously, you can't deny the fact that you don't like Asake, but that's a whole lot, bro. So just for standing. Dori King. Akilode. That's a whole lot. 70. I wish it was like maybe 25.
You still consider. Honestly, yeah, tickets. 70. The problem with that 70 is that kind of 70 to like attend like more, like 3 events.
Because this Kiss Daniel, my friends and I, we are actually planning it, and probably maybe it's tomorrow, next tomorrow, we are planning to pay, like getting tickets. Because a friend of mine knows.
How much is the ticket?
Regular 25k, so we are planning to get the ticket. Do you get like 25k? And he's saying his own is 70k. That's 70k. Self. If I remove 25,000,
25k, it's rich now. Now I'll see you that money for Uber and everything. Ciao, go there.
Outfit, self. Well, I really don't get outfit, but then I get almost all this outfit for free. But
even though,
I will get food. I have to look good. So, aircourt is there. Money for
you
Uber, go home.
Kick up and everything.
When you Corey get was, to the concert, self, you actually get some things. Like
Corey was saying that we should go for this event. And I'm like, okay, the ticket is 75, I think.
I'm actually going to.
Okay, beautiful. I said that rich kid, that's fine. Then, now, I've already budgeted the event I'm going for. That was not part of it. If I'm going for that event now, I'm going to calculate my Uber fee and everything. Then she's like that. Okay, and that one with the tickets is not so much. I said that if I go for the event, won't I spend money?
Exactly,
I'll not buy drink, I'll not buy chow. Exactly, like, it doesn't make sense to me going for event if you're not going to, like, spend money there.
Exactly.
It's always awkward, like, just
very,
be standing.
Very, very, very.
Nothing to hold, to drink, nothing
like,
to eat.
I really have a whole lot this December.
No.
From one party to another.
Back to back home. Then reality will strike again January. Right. The thought of it alone. But anyways, before you go, I want to ask some random questions.
Okay.
If there's one thing you could change about social media, what would it be?
The toxic part, Sha.
Yeah.
Because I feel everything, you don't have to take life seriously now. Especially, Instagram is still kind of better. But for my kind of person, let me just speak for Instagram because I really do not use
Twitter.
Because of my mental health, man. Ah! Hey! Twitter is another planet entirely. Or more. Well, let me speak for myself because Instagram is kind of my thing.
Yeah.
So if you, this person is just doing this thing, you guys should just encourage, support.
Even if you're not going to encourage, you don't need to make any comments. You don't need to make any negative whatever.
Just view and pass. And it's not if you're not following this person. You not start writing an episode. Like, I feel that episode, that negative comment or negative episode that you are writing.
Yeah.
Just use it to like sit down and think about your own self, your own life. That okay, guy, babes, what am I going to do with my own life? This person is actually making money low key, and Lua is making a whole lot of money.
Yeah.
If Priscilla, like Priscilla, is the kind of person whereby outside Instagram, we are obviously the same person, like different person aside social media.
Yeah.
So we are obviously another person. So if Priscilla is like talking to me and all of that, like Cammy, this like. Me and Priscilla, we are kind of very, close. Let's say close. Yes, we are close since SS2.
Mm-hmm.
Since SS2. So, like, there's some things where she's going to tell me, I'll be like, I'll not think, like, I am, girl, I'm happy for you. Like, she's going to tell me, like, oh, this thing, like, I'll be hearing 10 million ambassador, blah, blah, blah. 10 million. I'm like, oh, God, I pray I'll
God
be like,
when, like,
do you get? I'm like, Cammy, don't worry.
What is the process?
Do you get? Like, and these people, where you guys are, 18. You guys are 18, but they are making money. 10 million. She's like, she can't collect nothing less than 10 million. Nothing less than for 3 months. Deal. 3 months. She can't collect.
And brands are working with her.
Do you get 2.1 million? Stop playing. The guy is making money. You,
is this stop playing for me?
You see, they'll be making negative comments. And mommy is this.
And
mommy is that.
And then somebody will not start calculating that how much she was collecting for her to like buy. Because I know when she got a car, people were like that. How was she able to afford the car?
She could be something. A sweat.
Then you're not like, calculating that somebody's making. Why are you helping somebody to calculate that money?
She got the money as sweat. Like.
Anyways, the second question is, if you could be someone else for a day, who would it be and why? Have you ever even talked about this before?
Just so new. Someone else for a day. Let me see. The enjoyment part of it.
Anything.
Anything. I'll actually go for Timini.
Why?
I don't know. To me, yeah.
He's the cough for me. Oh, yeah.
He gives me this kind of, life is too short, my brother.
Just live life.
Just live life. We only live once.
Right.
Just enjoy what you want to enjoy now, Cammy. Like, you can read through our chat. Like, just say what you want to do. Cammy, just do it. You, like, the hype and all of that. Like, Oshia, bro. Like, do you understand?
Yeah.
That kind of thing. his wardrobe. I am so going. Like, I don't want to know. This is December. Like, this. I have to
Ray
go to
is
our house. His house, bro. Your wardrobe. He's always like, his outfit is always standing out. And that guy, he doesn't have Wala. If you get to know him very well, he doesn't have Wala like that.
I think the only time he's ever in the news is maybe he's dating a younger person.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, he still keeps living his life regardless. Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen him to come out and comment about
He's just doing his thing. Yeah.
Anyways, thank you so much for joining me in my lounge.
Thanks for having me. I really enjoyed
this particular interview. Okay. I always end the podcast episode with period. It has to have a reason to say period.
Okay.
Let's say period together.
And that's on period. Thank you.